Welcome to Carlo Acutis Podcast Network. My name is David Wilson. I am the producer for Cap'n, and Cap'n is brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo, and I'm here today with Joshua Correa. Joshua is a parishioner at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo, and we have some exciting news for you today that all of our Cap'n fans will be very excited to hear. So, Joshua, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, David. I really appreciate you having me on.
So, Joshua, it's my understanding that you are a pretty faith-filled man.
I would say I'm definitely trying. Every single day, it's a battle, but it's one that's filled with God's grace, and by the grace of God, I am doing my best to live out the faith.
So Joshua, you're a member of the Knights of Columbus, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct. I became a knight in 2013.
That's about the time that I joined the council at St. Mary's.
Okay, yeah, so I came in with a couple people at the same time, but yeah, it was 2013.
All right, so we have a new podcast offering here on the Carlo Acutis Podcast Network that I have invited Joshua to share with you today. Now, this is going to be kind of a collaborative effort, right, mm-hmm. Joshua? So why don't you tell folks about that?
So it is a collaborative effort between the Knights of Columbus, our local council, Council 1450, that's starting this, but we would love to incorporate other knights throughout the diocese. The Knights of Columbus are men of deep faith. And I want all of our brother knights to realize that this is something, this is a podcast to help them grow in their faith so that they can go and share it with their wives, with their children, with everyone in their parish, and have a deeper relationship with our blessed Lord. And it's not just for Knights of Columbus. I want to make that clear as well, that this is not just for the Knights of Columbus. It's for everyone. But I want this to be an effort that's being led by the Knights of Columbus to show again that the Knights are men of deep faith, and we truly want to deepen our relationship with our blessed Lord.
What are we bringing our fans of Cap'n?
So I'm really excited about this podcast. What we're attempting to do is a very short podcast, you know, weekly, 5 minutes, just reflecting upon sacred scripture, upon the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and spiritual warfare. And we're going to be doing that by looking at particular scriptures and potentially the daily gospel readings. We are going to be looking at typology, so how the Old Testament and the New Testament complement each other and how sacred scripture is one cohesive book. It covers salvation history from Genesis to Revelation. And so I want to be able to share that with people in a way that's brief but concise, you know, faith-filled, and just a joy-filled response to living out the faith. And the other thing that I would like to convey is how we live the faith out. So covering scripture, covering the catechism, and then also practical ways to live that faith and to live out the scriptures, to put into practice the teachings of the church from the catechism, and doing this, you know, in regard to evangelization and apologetics.
Just to make it clear, folks, this is an opportunity for you to become a podcaster. One of the beautiful things about the Carlo Acutis Podcast Network is you don't have to be a podcast pro to be a listener. We are trying to bring you genuine, authentic, Catholic, faith-filled stories, as well as faith-filled inspiration for your lives. And so, like Joshua just said, this is going to be something that gives you a way to start your week. Our intention is to give you 5 minutes of daily reflection that incorporates scripture from New Testament and Old Testament, because as Joshua and I were talking about earlier, they are not competing. They are to be considered in collaboration with one another. Is that right, Joshua?
Yes, that's correct.
And so we want to tie both New Testament, Old Testament, but then also where in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which is the second most important book for those from the Catholic faith. This is an opportunity for you to learn and grow in your faith, but also an opportunity for you to start off your week, maybe in that short drive mm-hmm. on your way to work in the morning, your drive home, maybe while you're cleaning the dishes or taking care of the kids or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. So this is a podcast for everybody, and we're excited to share with you the title of this new 5 minute podcast, and it's going to be called Spiritual Arms, 5 minutes for the battle. One thing that we always forget, and Joshua, please elaborate if you don't mind, we are constantly living in a spiritual battle, right?
Absolutely. That's one thing I really want people to understand about this podcast, David, is that we are under bombardment from Satan at all times, you know? And what I really hope is that people recognize in their own life the ways in which he's attacking you. And it could be something very mundane, you know, as you're washing dishes and an obtrusive thought just keeps coming into your mind, you know, whenever you're trying to pray and you keep getting distracted. You know, sometimes distractions themselves, it's not necessarily a spiritual attack, but there are times whenever you feel like, you know, I really want to go pray and I need to pray, but something just comes into your mind and it keeps nagging and gnawing at you, and it keeps you distracted. That's one of the major things is distraction.
I mean, I was at adoration this morning, and you know, you have Jesus right there before you,
yeah,
and all these thoughts just come rushing in.
Yeah,
it was hard for me to focus on my reason for being there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, some of the saints have said that whenever you have those distractions, especially when you're in prayer, either before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament or just your personal prayer at home, offer them up to God. Mm-hmm. You know, offer that up as a time of reflection and ask our Blessed Lord, why is this thought reoccurring? And offer it to him and have him help you through that. And sometimes it's just a natural, you know, thought, or there are natural distractions, but other times they are attacks from the enemy. And I want people, when they listen to this podcast, to realize, like you said earlier, that this is a podcast for everyone, because all of us we're in this life and we are the church militant. This is a battle, but it can be a joy-filled battle because we know that Christ has won. Christ has conquered death, and we can be at peace knowing that Christ has already won the battle, but we still struggle with the daily temptations of life. And I hope that this podcast gives people a brief, you know, like you mentioned, 5-minute way to incorporate prayer into their lives. And that's my main hope for this podcast, is that people become more joy-filled and learning about the breadth and the depth of our faith, and how it can help you in this life and deepen your relationship with our Blessed Lord.
Spiritual Arms, 5 minutes for the battle, will premiere, or will drop, if you will, September the 8th at 7 a.m. So this is a Monday, and this is an opportunity for you to start your day, your Monday, to start your week with 5 minutes of spiritual vitamins, if you will, for your day and for your week. And a new episode will drop every single Monday at 7 a.m. And you can find that at stcapn.com. That's saintcapn.com.